from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, 6 questions. We need your opinion on these. Greg is going to scoot up to the microphone. No Heather today. Got a sick kid. Stay home. Maybe watch the Olympics. I didn't say that. Okay, this first one, this is going to sound weird, guys. This was inspired by Heather, but it's not as creepy as it sounds.
I saw this on the list, and I'm like, I wonder how Jim is going to get to this one.
Off air yesterday, Heather was eating, I don't know how I'm supposed to do this without people judging us. She was eating a banana, what we would say, upside down. Not in a sexual way. She opened the banana the opposite way that you would think. So the question is, how do you open a banana? Not how do you eat a banana? Right, we weren't judging right. Our female coworkers eating a banana. So get that out of there. I know how it's going to get taken. John, which end do you open of the banana? Stop laughing.
So you have 2 options, right? You got the stem or the other end.
Yes.
Butt end.
She opened it from the butt end, which apparently is how, like, if you watch videos, monkeys open it that way. That's the right way. But I open it from the stem. You open it from the stem.
I open it from the stem because it's good. You got the leverage, right? You don't have to crush the banana to get into it. So I asked my kids this last night. I'm like, have you ever seen anybody peel a banana from the butt end, from the bottom side? And they're like, yeah, I've seen that. And sometimes I do that. I'm like, what are you doing? That's bad parenting. The stem is the leverage to peel the first part of the banana, and it opens everything up, and then it's easy sailing from there.
You guys asked me this yesterday. I don't eat bananas, so I really can't answer this.
What do you mean you don't eat, like, ever?
No,
I've never, like, chopped up a banana to throw it in, like...
No, I don't like how they taste, and they've never been part of my repertoire.
Muscle cramps and say people tell you, hey, eat a banana?
The potassium. Greg, how do you get your potassium?
Find ways. Life finds a way. I don't know. I can go into how
Life
I eat
finds
an
a
apple,
way.
Though.
Well, I watched Jurassic Park last night, too. Life nice. Finds a way.
So Heather, who is not here, opens the banana from the butt end of the banana. Nothing sexual about this. I knew this was going to go this way. All right, the second one. Are eyebrows facial hair?
Well, where does your face start? Your face starts at your hairline. Well, I guess maybe not your hairline. Somewhere on your forehead and goes down to your chin.
Yes. So eyebrows are facial hair.
Eyebrows are facial
it's
hair.
It's weird to say it, though, but I think they're facial
hair. You know what? When I saw this on the list, I'm like, eyebrows, facial hair. Like, okay, well, you think facial hair, you think mustache, you think goatee, you think beard, scruff, 5 o'clock shadow, all those stuff. But yeah, eyebrows, they're on your face.
They count.
They're hair on your face. It's facial hair.
No. Does Heather have eyebrows?
Heather has facial hair.
Yeah.
Heather does not have facial hair.
She has eyebrows, so she has facial hair.
Eyebrows are not facial hair.
They are technically. Are you saying society, we've just decided to ignore that they're facial hair?
Yes.
So, okay.
So then how would you classify where they're located other than above your eyes? Like
below
it's on your
eyes.
Face.
So is facial hair to you like eyes and down?
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay.
So forehead is not part of your face?
So is not in the classic definition of what facial hair is.
Is a unibrow facial hair?
No. It's a unibrow. I think it's its own separate category.
Okay. Yeah.
John, do you believe in love at first sight?
I don't. I don't think it's possible. I think that you can like someone. You can have an attraction to someone. You can be infatuated with someone. But I don't know until you build a relationship that you can actually love someone.
I agree. I think you can have an instant attraction.
Yeah.
But you don't love someone until you've gotten to know someone.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. It looks as the attraction, I think, but the love is the building of the relationship and the steps you go and the progression you take and the ups and downs that you go through and the what you do for the other person, what the other person does for you, the love given and returned.
Yeah. I mean, after you meet someone, it would be, I mean, when now that I love my wife, I love my kids. I mean, you could say, you know, maybe love at first sight when you see one of your kids. That's kind of different. But in terms of just two people meeting on the street or meeting in a random environment, I don't think that's possible.
We should have more of these kind of questions because I'm not a parent and you guys are. When should your kid stop having a bedtime?
Well, when they leave for college.
So high schoolers have a bedtime.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
It ain't 8:30 like my 8-year-old, but right. It's a bedtime.
Well, it becomes a curfew, I think, at that. But they don't have to go to sleep at a certain time, do they?
But lights are off. Phone is off.
Really?
Yeah. You got to get up for the next day.
Yeah.
You got to be productive.
There are times where you may stay up later to do homework, and that is checked on to make sure that homework is actually what's being done. But yeah, there's a bedtime until you're gone to college.
Specifically, I would say graduate high school, but yeah. Essentially that's the same thing, John.
Oh, because yeah. You're 18. Structure. You're 18, you can make your own decisions.
Well, it depends on what house you're under or roof you're under.
I suppose
you're in my house, it's my rules.
It's complicated. I started working backwards. I felt like a high schooler should make their own mistakes and learn from them if they want to stay up too late. Obviously not be out of the house, but if you want to stay up an extra hour and pay for it the next day.
They still need guidance. They still need rules.
What about a suggested bedtime?
And there needs to be... No, not as suggested. There needs to be hard and fast rules. There can be adjustments to those on an individual basis, depending on what is or needs to be done, but no.
My answer was middle school. I don't know if I'm right or wrong.
Middle school.
That was my answer.
Yeah.
Middle school, that's kind of the time where you stop having a bedtime.
No.
I'm wrong.
You are.
Doesn't have kids. Greg, did you answer this? Was there a specific age?
I said graduate high school.
Okay. Add a sport to the Olympics.
So we talked about this a little bit earlier when I gave my original version of my top 10 Olympics. Then we went into what ones shouldn't be. And I think on that list are a number of good options. Breakdancing, I don't think should be an Olympic sport.
It's called breaking, John.
Right, breaking. But if we're going to allow some of those, then and we had one that I think just knocked it out of the park, foaling. Let's go with that because a lot of people say, well, bowling should be in the Olympics. I disagree with that. But and football, like American football, we're going to see flag football. But let's combine the two. Let's go foaling. And maybe we adjust the rules for the quote-unquote professional Olympian. Make it a little bit further. Make it a little bit harder. Maybe we combine it into the five-pin bowling that is the Canadian version. So we go international rules.
Oh. I'd say cornhole, Midwest staple. Let's make it global.
Cornhole, I'm going to do that.
Greg?
Skill, creativity, objective scoring. Bring horse to the Olympics.
Oh.
Horse.
So they got three on three. You're saying bring horse.
Horse, yeah. Horses, yeah. I mean, that it's obviously more opportunity than pig.
Thank you, John. There are more letters in the word horse.
But that's
hey, you don't go to Michigan and not learn that.
Right, but pig, to me, pig would be just too short.
Yes.
And the games would be over too quickly. You wouldn't get as much creativity.
All right. Favorite athlete, sports figure, actor, movie character, etc. Famous person that shares your first name. Who's your favorite?
Real or fictional, I think is the idea was going.
Yes.
Here.
Yeah, real or fictional. Could be anybody that shares the same name, John. And I went with the John. Could have been J-O-N, could have been J-O-H-N. Could have been Jonathan, could have been Johnny, could have been a lot of those things. And there's a lot of great options. This is a rabbit hole that I had no idea I was going to go down last night. This one to me, Greg, you think it's a layup?
Yes.
Sean Wayne.
Yeah, well, yeah. Predictable.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah. Who was in consideration?
Well, John Wick.
Oh, yeah.
John Rambo.
What a badass Johns.
Oh, yeah. John Snow, Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
John McClane, Die Hard.
Jon Snow is a J-O-N, by the way.
Yes, it is. Yes.
I'm noticing this now. This is like a very popular name for
John
a badass character.
Hannibal Smith. The A-Team.
Oh, yeah.
John Connor.
There's a lot of John. Okay.
Terminator.
Yep.
Johnny Cash.
Well, I will agree with John that spelling.
You don't go by Johnny, though, so you can't count Johnny Cash.
You just said I could include Jonathan. Yeah. So he wasn't mine. That's why I went with
John Wayne. I'm not going to pick a Jimmy or a James. I'm going to go with a Jim. But go ahead, Greg.
Well, what I would say is that spelling is not a factor, but it is for me because I'm not doing anybody with 3Gs, so forget them. What I will say is someone who I did not appreciate them as much as I should have during their playing days, I think is the greatest pitcher in the history of baseball. I would go to Greg Maddux.
Oh, that's a great one.
That one is tough to argue. That's a great pick.
So if you look up famous Jims, the number one answer is Jim Carrey. But that's not who I'm going with.
Yeah.
He's not really, I mean, he's funny, but he's not my kind of funny.
Yeah.
I went with Jim Brown. I mean, arguably the greatest football player of all time, civil rights dude, badass, all around, Jim Brown, the best Jim.
What were some of the other options?
Like I said, Jim Carrey.
You didn't go far down this rabbit hole, did you?
Not as far down in the rabbit hole as you went.
Wow. Huh. Jim, I gone down that rabbit hole for you.
I could have gone, if I was going Jimmy Johnson, but sure. I didn't go that way. Jim Gaffigan. You want to go comedian? He's not my kind of funny, though. So I left those guys off. How many famous Jims are there athletically? Not everybody has to scurry to Google.
Sorry.
Jim Thorpe would be a good one.
Thorpe, they got a word named after him?
Yeah, pretty good.
John Heisman?
John Heisman. Yes. How about this? Something to think about. We'll get some response after John's Olympic list. Who's the most famous Heather? Who would she have said? Collect some ticket texts on that. You guys want to respond to any of it, we'll read them later. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.